The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
The entrepreneurial spirit is to dream and to do. We are Building America.
Joining us now is it Andrea Corne?
Andrea Cornille.
Okay. Yeah, see, they misspelled it there. Okay. Founder of Hachi House, all-natural skincare products. Tell me about Hachi House.
Hi. So Hachi House was pretty much a labor of love of mine and kind of started in this place where I was needing something to help me sleep. And nights would go by, I wasn't able to sleep. So I started looking into essential oils and I found specific blends would actually help me fall asleep without having to take any type of Tylenol PM, things of that nature that I was trying to stay away from. So from that necessity, I started showing my friends and saying, hey, do you have this or any type of ailment that you want me to kind of look up in my encyclopedia over here? And
right. It
just kind of blooms from there.
So real quick, let me step into, what are essential oils? I always hear that. And I'm going to go ahead and admit I have no idea what they're talking about. I always hear the term. What does that mean?
So that's just really the oil that comes from the plant. So it's plant matter, basically.
Oh, okay. Oils from various plants that are going to be good for you. Okay, gotcha.
Right. So, and they each have their own type of chemical profile that helps and reacts to the body in
ways. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So using that, you know, I found having skincare and body care with a purpose, really, and thinking about it in that light and saying, okay, well, I know a lot of women deal with PMS, for instance, and so I researched and I saw certain oil mixtures kind of help calm the body and help with that anxiety. So I started making these balms, you know, to help for around that time. And my friends were saying, well, this really works. So I said, well, I can't just do this. This isn't going to sell. That's like super niche, right? So I kind of branched out and my first line were the lip balms. That was my whole idea. So let me do this on the side. Daytime job.
And real quick, so you started making them yourself even. You didn't farm this out and whatever. You said, I'm going to make this in my kitchen, bathroom, living room, whatever, right?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I think any love like that happens just like with a book and a mixing spoon because, you know, you don't have. I was young. I was still working my very first, you know, a real job in television. And so I'm trying to just find ways to do these things that aren't so heavy on, you know, the little pocket that I had at the time or the little, you know, chum change that I had at the time. So, yeah, it really just all began in my small little bachelorette pad kitchen.
See, I love that because when we talk to people on this segment and, you know, starting different companies, and some are services, some are products or whatever. Some people had an idea and they got together with other people who helped develop, you know, products for them. But I'm really fascinated by people who are passionate like you were about this and said, I'm just going to start playing mad scientist. I'm going to start mixing stuff together and putting it together and seeing how it works. I love that. Was that a passion? So while you're at work, you're doing your television job, whatever, were you thinking, okay, when I go home tonight, I'm going to take the eucalyptus oil and I'm going to try to add it to is that what you did all day?
That's exactly what happened. And at that time, I really was lucky to have a boss who kind of knew, like, I was way too creative for what I was doing at the time. And I just, my mind was all over the place with things that were 10 times more fun than, you know, the day to day that I was going through. So, you know, if there was some downtime or, you know, maybe I'll take an extended lunch, I had my laptop with me at all times. So my website, my preliminary website was basically designed in my lunch hour. You know, my logo, I met a girl that I used to play martial arts with, and she was going to the School of Visual Arts for illustration. And I said, hey, I have a bottle of Grey Goose. You want to come over and draw this thing for me? You know,
so funny how spirits help with the creative process, right?
Yes. I was like, listen, I don't have money to give you, but I can treat you to dinner twice a month. And here's this lovely, you know, vodka that you can consume whenever you want.
Nice.
And she did a beautiful job. You know, she did a great job. And that's really how it began. You know, it's my friends telling me, you know, okay, well, Dan has a truck, so if you want to start doing these festivals,
that's really cool.
His truck, and you know, and it just kind of spitfired from there.
So, when did this happen? When did you start your company, or started working on the products?
I started working on everything in around 2010, and it wasn't until about 2012 that I took the initiative to go out and LLC and, you know, get all that kind of weird business stuff that I have no interest in out of the way. I built the website, linked to an Etsy, because Etsy at that time, you know, I still have my Etsy store that was kind of the platform for what I was doing. And then I would do small pop-ups just to get, and I think that's where I live. I love to speak. I love to be around people. So doing festivals and shows and pop-ups were kind of my place. That was my space.
Well, and especially talking about a product that you like, too.
Yes, absolutely. And I get very animated, you know.
Wait, is this
very, very ambitious and animated about it?
Cedarwood beard. We have some of your products here. Cedarwood beard oil. Is that actually for a beard?
Right. Yes. So you use that. I developed that a couple years ago around the Movember time.
Yeah.
Because all of my guy friends, they were growing these beards and complaining, oh my God, you know, I'm doing this, but I'm itchy and, you know, I'm getting dry. So cedarwood is known to be good for dry skin and like kind of to help with the little flaking and dandruff that may occur in the root, like by the root. So you take just a little bit of it and you rub it into the base of your beard and then
rub it in, Chris. Rub it.
I am rubbing it.
You're not rubbing it.
I am already.
You didn't rub. Drop some more. Okay. I want to see you rub some more.
So Andrea, I've been using this for about a week.
He's bearded.
And I am bearded. And I'll tell you this, it's a hit on the ladies. So
the ladies like it.
The lady loves the way I smell. I went to a Christmas party dinner.
Yeah.
And I used the oils and they were like, what are you wearing? I'm like, and it didn't click on me because I was like, right. And they're like, it smells like kind of like woody. I'm like, oh yes, my beer oil that I decided to, you know.
So you were all woody at the.
I was all woody at the Christmas dinner party.
Uh-huh. Did you tell them what you want to? Don't tell them your secret. You just tell them that's just
Well, that's my smell. That's my men's smell. But it's really cool though because I really like it. And by the way, I love that your bottle is black. I love.
Oh,
it's so cool. It's just not a big complaint. Maybe it could be the bottle, but it took me like about 10 tries to open the bottle. So it's like super kid proof.
Yeah.
So you have to, they're like medicine bottles. So you have to like push them down.
That's awesome.
And then turn them because I figured if they're going to be in, you know, you never know what house is with children. And I was nervous about that. And I had the choice to get a regular twist off. But I figured, let me be safer and get the, and normally I sell these at the show so I can demonstrate how to open them.
Yeah,
but
so
they are
the bottles that Chris is talking about, and I'll have him tweet a picture so you can see as well. It's kind of like an old school medicine bottle, small with a dropper in the cap so you can drop it off onto your beard or whatever works well. I see some of your other products. Chris has some of the shots up on the screen, your soaps, and I like the design. Some of them have grooves in them or whatever, really creative stuff. So I can see it's solid.
Yeah. So that was a really fun thing for me to do. Cause I figured, you know, I call my line of soaps are called Dirty Soap. And I basically call them Dirty Soap because each of them have some type of botanical element to them. Whereas I have a bar of soap that, you know, I put hops flowers in, or another bar of soap that I put crushed cloves in, or fresh lavender buds. So everything has something that makes it quote unquote dirty. And then I got bored with just the bar. So I went out and I was in the craft store one day and they had fondant mats on sale. So I kind of branch out with what I use, like stuff that is used for food making. You know, I use a lot of that stuff with mine. So I found all these different fondant mat designs and I started experimenting with that. Like how else can I, you know, bring this you know, just to make it a little bit more different than your regular, you know, cut bar of soap. And it's a hit, really, when I go to the festivals, because, you know, they'll line you up with people who are selling basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone always likes to come back to me because they say, you know, that's just really creative the way you did it.
You got a visual for it, too, right?
You're right. Right. Exactly. You know, I like to have a full full senses. You know, when you touch the bar, you feel the grooves, you smell it. You know, when you use it, you know, it makes your skin feel great. And there's always some type of purpose behind it.
Well, I'm gonna tweet out a link. I think Chris already did, to Hachi House, HACHI House.com, so people could check out all the products. Looks like really good stuff, and the stuff we've tried in here, very enjoyable. I like the soaps, good smells.
Thank
tried
you.
The lip balm. Chris just tried the beard oil and has been for a while. HachiHouse.com.
Well, along with the beard oil.
Yeah, he's got the beard. So, and second of all, can you give people a little bit of advice? We always ask people, what do you tell people that are considering, whether it's just a side stream of income, you know, a second job, or they want to go full bore with the business, had some ideas, what advice do you give them?
I think, you know, finding something that you're truly passionate about helps. And usually it always comes out of a necessity for oneself. You know, it starts off very selfish, and then you realize, you know, you can bring this to people, and it becomes selfless. But finding also the resources around you. Like I said, I sat down and, you know, I didn't have a lot of money to really put down a lot of capital on it. Okay, who do I know that's an artist? Who do I know?
Using the resources, your circle of influence and stuff.
Resources. Yeah, exactly. And then from there, everything goes. And don't be afraid to put out the little bit of money. You know, the first real amount of money that I put out was the labels for my first line of lip balms. And I think I spent like $1,000, and that was the only $1,000 that I had, but it was in my mind, this needs to look professional.
Right.
I can't just, you know, copy paste or put a sticker on this. This needs to look right, especially if it's going to be the first thing that I put out. And then, you know, later on you find where you can bend. But if it's the items that are going to be the face, you know,
it's got to look right.
To look the best. Right. So you just make sure that when you go and jump to spend that little bit of capital that you have, that you put it in the right place, because you're always going to have a friend that's really great at Photoshop. You know, you're always going to have
right. That's a good
really
point.
Great at web design, you know? And even there with web design, like I'm looking for redesigning my, my website for the new year. So now that's something I'm working on and trying to see, you know, where I can gravitate to do that. So using what's around you, you know, it's probably the best thing. And don't give up. You know, there was a time where I had to kind of let go of what I was doing just because of personal reasons. And it had me so sad. I missed it. And I finally found a way to get back to that and grow. You know, this has been a wonderful, I think, out of all the years, the past 2 years have been the best. You know, so I just can't imagine to keep going from there.
Hopefully this will help you out. It's HachiHouse.com. Andrea, thanks for sharing your story. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for having me.
HachiHouse.com. It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups. Pepper jams that me and my family love. Whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.